Beginning the first of the month, we began a series of lessons on the home. And the first part of our series of lessons concerns marriage. Marriage, where the home begins. And then we looked at the idea of the origin of marriage. In the past couple of days, we've been looking at the purposes of marriage. As we look at the Bible, we learn that there are basically four different purposes of marriage. We've already considered companionship. And then yesterday we looked at reproduction. Today we'll look at bodily satisfaction, and tomorrow the training of children. But today let's concern ourselves with bodily satisfaction. As we think about bodily satisfaction, there are all kinds of things that comes to mind. But as we begin, we want to keep in mind this one basic truth, that sexual hunger is as honorable as food and drink hunger if it is kept in the proper perspective. Now keep in mind that God created us in His own image. He created us as male and female. And with that, He created us with certain desires. Desires for various things. Desires for food, desires for drink, desires for shelter, desires for all kinds of other things. And among them is sexual desire. God created us with that sexual desire. But like all desire, it must be kept in its proper place. We must have a proper attitude and proper perspective of that desire, and that sexual desire in this case. And God has provided a proper place for the fulfillment of the sexual desires, and that's found in marriage. Now, keep in mind that that's what we're really trying to talk about here today. That marriage is the proper place for the fulfillment of the sexual desires. If you will, open your Bibles to Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse 4. Notice what the Hebrew writer wrote. In Hebrews 13, verse 4, the Bible says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. That begins by saying that marriage is honorable in all. Now, the in all refers to either in all persons or in all things. Marriage is to be held in honor. The idea of honor is valuable. It's costly. It's dear and precious. And marriage is dear and precious, and it should be held that way among all people and in all things. But then notice what he says, and the bed undefiled. Now, he's talking about the marriage bed. This is a figure of speech for the physical intimacy of a married couple, of a husband and a wife. And we know what we're talking about here. And we use the bed in the same way oftentimes. Sometimes we talk about that physical mattress or the physical bed itself. But sometimes we also refer to that physical intimacy of a husband and wife as the bed. And so that's the way the Hebrew writer is talking about it. He says that bed is undefiled. Then he says, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Whoremongers are fornicators. And adulterers are persons who breach the marital relationship. And so what he's dealing with is those that defile the marriage bed. In other words, fulfill their sexual desires outside of the marriage bed. Not as a husband or a wife, but as other kinds of couples. Those that would defile the marriage bed will fall under God's judgment.